You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Dr. Sarah Spowart is well known for her compassionate-based practice, as well as for her precise mindfulness in her everyday life. As a highly regarded professional, she infuses moment-to-moment awareness as she includes the vital emotions of happiness, serenity, and love. Here is the holistic emotional system that you've been waiting for. Here's Dr. Sarah.
Hello. Welcome to another episode of Happiness Learned. Today, I wanted to talk about the concept of unwanted surprises. partly because I find, again, this is sort of piggybacking off of my last episode on the problems that we have. I find that in the past, the law of attraction, the idea was if bad things happen, if painful things happen, you attracted it, something you did wrong. Or if good things happen, it's something you did right and that you're having positive thoughts and thinking and just keep thinking positive. Maybe, but maybe not. Sometimes the fastest way to get to where we want to go or what we're hoping for is to experience unwanted surprises, challenges, things that are like, what is this? This is really weird. For example, I've been thinking about this, and there was a house that I last week put an offer on, me and my husband, and I was really excited about this house, and it didn't work out, although, yeah, there's challenges with this house, so it's probably not going to work out. I was really bummed about it, but I had this intuition, I had this feeling that there could be like a mudslide there because of where it's positioned. And I don't know, I just had this feeling, I was like having visions of a mudslide. And I asked the people about it and they thought it was really weird. I was asking about mudslide. They said, there's never been a mudslide. Why would I ask? Lo and behold, a few days ago, there was a mudslide there. So totally weird. So I was bummed that it didn't work. But then now I'm happy because I don't want to deal with a mudslide. I'm sorry to say that, but that's kind of a nightmare. And then I had an asthma attack on, it was a mild one though. And if anyone knows me, I can get very bad asthma attacks, but I had a mild asthma attack Saturday night. That sucked. It was unexpected, although, you know, something I thought might have happened, but I had an intuition to bring. I have a nebulizer machine. I had an intuition to bring my nebulizer machine when I went out, and I had to use it. What came first? Was it my negative thinking that I need this machine with me, or is a little one? It's like a carry one. Or was it a sensing that this is going to happen? I think it's kind of a sensing. Is it my fault about the house with the mudslide and the thing not working out? Is it my fault about the asthma? And then, more fun, this morning, I didn't even know that scorpions were like a thing to worry about. Apparently they hide in your shoes, in your closets. So this morning when I was getting dressed, I had a scorpion sting. And a scorpion on my pants. I'm like, what the hell? That was another adventure. I'm fine. Don't worry. I'm okay. It really hurt for like 3 hours. It was on my hand. It stung me when I was getting dressed. You know, is that my fault that this happened? Is this because of my negative thinking about scorpions? No, I never even thought about scorpions. It's my negative thinking about, you know, insects lurking in places and I attracted it. No, this never occurred to me. Is because of my negative karma being cleared from bad things in my past life? I really don't think so. So again, these bad things that happen, these painful, unwanted experiences, unwanted surprises, what I will say about them, you know, if I try to reflect on my life or reflect on anybody's life and sort of the ping-ponging nature of it, it seems like one thing leads to the next, to the next, to the next. Why? Well, sometimes the fastest way to get from, let's say there's like an alphabet, A to Z, and we're at A, and we want to get to T on the alphabet, or we want to get to Z or W. Sometimes the fastest way to get there is not through a linear, comfortable, non-painful manner. Sometimes it's getting, knocked from A to M to T. So like the scorpion sting this morning, I have no idea what that will lead to. I don't know. But maybe it'll lead to something good. I think it will, partially because I try to make something positive from every unwanted surprise and negative. And partially just because it seems to be the nature of things that these unwanted things that happen, because believe me, I did not want to have an asthma attack. I did not want to have a scorpion sting. Oh, and my internet's been having problems. I'm considering moving. So maybe the scorpion sting and the internet not working this morning will lead to me moving. So, which maybe will be a good thing at the place I'm renting. Which would not have happened otherwise. Another unwanted surprise. I'm working on a so I wrote one book called You Are Love, and then there's a second book that I'm been being a little perfectionistic about it. I just need to launch it. I keep tweaking it. But it's basically good to go. It's called Love All 1347, and I put 1347 because I love that number sequence from the time I was a kid. Because 1 + 3 is 4, 3 + 4 is 7, and it kind of is like how things are stepwise built to get somewhere better or feel better. So the idea is with Love All 1347 is I propose four different adaptations of a happiness-based mindfulness program I made, and four variations, and they can be adapted to other things too. These are just sort of preliminary adaptations to use with youth, with trauma situations, a more general one, and then an in-depth one. But anyways, that's going to be launched, I think, like July. And then simultaneously, it came to me to do another book, which it sounds more complicated than it is. I really feel like this last book came through me more than I wrote it. Like, I really just feel like it just naturally flowed through me. I just got this notebook one day and just started writing, and I just filled up the whole notebook in like 2 weeks. So, we will see where it goes. Was it 3 weeks? It was like 2, 3 weeks. But the one with the notebook was in a bag yesterday and was raining, and the bag somehow got in a puddle, and the notebook got all wet. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this. Another unwanted surprise. However, it's pushing me to now be like, okay, I need to get this stuff written on a notebook onto Word doc onto online. Like I need to transfer this from my notebook to something digital to make sure in case something happens. So I wouldn't be prompted to do that if it wasn't for the distress of the book getting wet. Simultaneously, I'm doing this recording right now because my internet wasn't working. And so I had a session with a client that we had to cancel. So now I'm taking this time to do this recording right now. So what I'm saying is our unwanted surprises, we can think with our human mind, it's bad because we don't like pain. A plus B's should not be C, but really it's more like A leads to M, which leads to T or Z. It gets us to where we're wanting faster. And if I try to take a bird's eye view of life, like I'm always wanting insights, I'm always wanting answers, I'm always wanting to know like how I can expand to like a larger level, to be of highest service. So, be careful what you ask for, what you wish for. I think that life finds ways to get you there as quick as possible. And a lot of times it's not comfortable because the comfortable road, I think sometimes might be the slower road. So next time you're thinking, what's wrong with me? I'm not good at attracting the stuff I want. I'm not good at creating the things I want in my life. I want you to take like 5 steps back, 10 steps back, 100 steps back from your perspective. Try to really think bird's eye view, meaning like if you could look above, let's say, 100 feet above, what would you see below? Try to see how your life might not be A plus B plus C. It might be A to M to Z. It might be the fastest route to get where your big picture wanting to go is a little bit more painful, but maybe you're tough enough and you're strong enough to get there. Why does it have to be that way? Why can't we just get straight to the good stuff? Why do we have to suffer at all? Well, I don't have the answer to that one, except to say it seems to be the nature of reality. But I have found that if you can embrace and be appreciative of discomfort as much as possible, it seems to make it push through faster and more easily. It seems to make it pass more quickly and help you to have better insights more quickly into, okay, what is good about this unwanted surprise? What is positive about this? And we never know. We never know. Speaking of that, I'm just thinking of another client situation that they're having an un not unwanted, slightly unwanted surprise pregnancy. And this was a couple in great distress on the brink of breaking up and their whole family falling apart. And now with this pregnancy, they're total change in mindset. And they're trying to, yeah, just huge shift. All the problems that they're upset about has gone away, a different perspective on the family. And it might turn out to be a positive thing. So what I'm saying is we can't really know ultimately what's good and bad. We can label it as good or bad, but when we do that, that causes even more suffering. So go ahead, knock yourself out. Label things good and bad all day you want, but all day long that you want. But that will cause suffering, that will cause resistance, that will cause pain. And instead, you can think, okay, this is painful. Getting a scorpion sting on your finger, on your thumb at 6 in the morning, that's painful. When you didn't even know there were scorpions in the closet. But it's not the end of the world. It's okay, luckily for me. I had EpiPens here for allergic reactions. If it got that bad, I can always go to the emergency room. Not the end of the world. So if I try to take some steps back, what do I see? Well, I don't quite know yet, but I'm open to it leading me somewhere better, faster than I would have gone before. So that openness is really important with being happy with flow. This might sound totally corny, but I really like Bruce Lee and some of his quotes. He has some really good quotes, actually. And one of them is something like, be like water, which has to do with. So, yes, it has to do with be like water. And basically, that water is powerful and strong, but it's also flexible and bendable. And that is actually a more powerful way to create and pave new roads, get to places, go through hard things than something that's rigid. There's another saying that the most rigid structures are the fastest to fall. So, the more flexible and adaptable we can be, the more we can be happy and derive that happiness in our everyday life. All right. Well, much love. We have a wonderful day, and I will connect with you later. Okay. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Happiness Learned. Dr. Sarah will be back next week with more of her teachings designed to help you live the life you have always wanted. Visit Dr. Sarah at www.drsarahspower.com. See you next week.